Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 17th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, Facebook is backing away from a previously announced plan to sell ads within WhatsApp. The team working on the ads has reportedly been disbanded, with existing work deleted from WhatsApp code. Facebook still reportedly has long-term plans to put ads in the WhatsApp status feature. The FBI announced that it will now notify state officials when the agency believes that local election systems have been breached by hackers. Previously, the FBI would only alert the direct victims of a cyber attack, which is generally the individual county that owns the election equipment. The FBI found that the prior policy may leave the state officials with incomplete knowledge of the threats. The European Union Parliament held hearings on a new measure this week that would require a common charging standard for all mobile and portable devices sold in the region. Supporters of the measure say it would cut down on e-waste generated by chargers and reduce the cost of devices to consumers, since chargers wouldn't have to be bundled with devices. In 2009, the EU set up a voluntary agreement with Apple, Samsung, Nokia, and others to introduce a smartphone charger that would fit all models, but that agreement expired in 2014. The EU identified USB 2.0 Micro B, USB-C, and Apple's Lightning as the dominant charging standards, and is scheduled to publish a study on legislative next steps in the coming weeks. Google announced it will bring more than 120 games to its Stadia game streaming service in 2020. It also plans to offer 10 Stadia-exclusive games in the first half of the year. Stadia currently has 26 games and one exclusive. Google also said that the next 3 months, Stadia will get 4K gaming on the web, support for more than just Pixel phones, and wireless gameplay on the web with the Stadia controller. Microsoft announced it plans to spend more than $1 billion over the next 4 years to fund ways to reduce, capture, and remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Microsoft plans to use developments from the funding itself as part of its goal to become carbon negative by 2030 and to have removed all carbon it estimates it has ever emitted by 2050. Part of the goal is to be entirely powered by renewable energy by 2025. Microsoft has considered itself carbon neutral since 2012 by purchasing carbon offsets. Microsoft already charges business entities a fee based on their emissions, and it will charge its businesses for emission along its entire supply chain, including consumers, to help fund the overall effort. It's estimated Microsoft will emit 16 million metric tons of CO2 this year, which at current rates would cost $9.6 billion to remove. Microsoft and T-Mobile announced a partnership on a pilot project to provide 4G SIM cards and free service to students in underserved areas in the U.S. Microsoft also announced that 14 education-focused Windows 10 devices from Acer, Dell, HP, Lenovo, JPIK, and Positivo have been updated. Half of these devices now run current-gen Intel processors. Five include a built-in LED indicator on the back of the device to show teachers if a device is connected to the internet and charged. And the Acer TravelMate Spin B3 and Lenovo 300E now have a pen garage to hold a stylus. 31 healthcare organizations in Shanghai are trialing a drug collection terminal with built-in facial recognition. Pharmacists and buyers of controlled medications will be asked to verify their identity with a face scan, with the hope of identifying high-risk buyers and preventing abuse by administrators. Shanghai's anti-drug agencies have been testing the machines since November, and the paper reports that the city plans to achieve full coverage across all medical institutions in the next 6 months. NBC's Universal Streaming Service will launch April 15th on Comcast Xfinity X1 and Flex video platforms before a national launch on July 15th. There will be a free ad-supported version with less content, a full content version that's free to Xfinity subscribers and $5 a month for others, and an offering with no ads that's $5 a month for Xfinity customers and $10 a month for others. Got all that? The two tiers you can pay for will also include live sports and early access to late night shows. Xiaomi announced it spun off its Poco sub-brand into an independent company. Poco was founded in 2018 and to date has released one device, the $300 Poco F1, in 50 markets. Canadian telecom Rogers started rolling out the country's first 5G network in the downtown cores of Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, and Vancouver. Once devices start offering 5G, Rogers plans to cover more than 20 additional markets by the end of 2020. And finally, camera maker Leica announced its third-generation monochrome camera that shoots only in black and white. The new device is based on the Leica M10 design, but features a new 40-megapixel full-frame sensor designed for black-and-white photography, rather than using a modified color image sensor that's found in previous versions. The new monochrome offers an expanded ISO range of between 160 and 100,000, but removes video capabilities, with Leica citing a lack of interest from customers. The Leica monochrome now starts at $8,295. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.